Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, let's go right to the guest line and not make Drake May wait. Drake May on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 6 New England offices, or at northeastmenshealth.com, by Windward Mental Health. Start your healing journey now at windwardmentalhealth.com, and by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Mr. May, how are we doing this week?
How we doing? Y'all doing all right?
We're doing great. We watched one hell of a football game last night, riding the ups and downs that you rode on the field. You know, there's a lot of outside noise about you guys needing to bounce back and show your resiliency, and maybe you needed to have your mettle tested with a fourth quarter comeback. How did that comeback feel from your perspective?
Yeah, I think we're just trying to do whatever we needed to do to come out with the win. That was the mindset for us. You know, whatever it took, whoever it took, we had guys stepping up in positions and people going out of the game and playing new spots and playing, you know, more than you usually have, and just stepping up and do whatever it took. I think that's the biggest thing from takeaway from that game. Just proud of the guys for the way they competed and had belief and didn't lose sight of, you know, winning that game the whole time.
Yeah, your guys kept their eyes on the prize as well, and a lot of people were fighting through injuries, coming in and out. Yourself as well, we saw on national TV that you took a couple of pretty good pops and shots as well. Are you feeling a little extra sore today? And I imagine if so, it was totally worth it.
Hey, it's always worth it. Now I'm feeling pretty good. I actually feel pretty good. So just we got to get another one this week, get back and get ready for it. And, great week with Christmas coming up, and just looking forward to getting back at it. And, you know, two division opponents to finish off the season with. So we got to, you know, play some good football and get these last two.
We had a lot of discussion last week after the loss to the Bills. Even Coach Vrabel said, we'll see, you know, if they needed it, if they put it to good use, if they learned from it. What did you see last week as the team tried to bounce back during the week on the practice field, which ultimately led to a victory on the game field?
Yeah, I think it was a learning experience. A learning experience just for us when playing from ahead. And, you know, that wasn't the case last night. It was playing from behind. So just different scenarios and different situations that you face, you know, throughout the week. And, you know, each and every week in the NFL, you're going to be up sometimes. You got to hold the lead. You're going to be down sometimes and make a comeback. And just proud of the team for handling it and showing up to practice and knowing that it took a great week of practice to get that done. And like I said, just belief in each other. I think we never lost sight of that. And, you know, we have a lot of fun playing out there with each other, and it's fun times in the huddle.
You know, Drake, I'm sure this is probably something best left for the talking heads, the analysts, and the sports radio guys. But, you know, prior to last night, I don't think you'd had in your time in the NFL a signature come from behind fourth quarter win. You're down 11 with just over 12 minutes, two big touchdown drives, and you guys get that win. How nice is that to add to your resume to know that, like, you can be on the road in a hostile environment, get the boys together, and come from behind for a huge win like that?
Yeah, I'm just trying to do my part to help the team win. You know, I think all the statistics and all that is what it is. Just trying to, you know, whether we're down or we're up, hopefully we're up, just trying to come out with the win. And whether it's, you know, take the comeback or take the game-winning drive or not, just try to do whatever I can to put the team in the best position to, you know, come out with the win.
Patriots quarterback Drake May here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons. You seem to really enjoy that touchdown pass to Hunter Henry when you were rolling right and then just sort of flicked it and then turned and kind of acted like an airplane with your fingers out. I don't know if you've seen the famous photo. Definitely had some Dwayne Wade to LeBron James for the dunk vibes to it. Where'd that celebration come from? Because we don't always see you celebrate like that.
Yeah, it was probably a little far out of the ordinary, but you know, I trusted Hunter to make a nice catch, and he did just that. So it was a great play design, and one of those ones that kind of just had two options on the defender, whether to make him take me or take Hunter, and he took me, so had the easy play.
You know, it's pretty impressive how Steph Diggs really comes alive in the biggest games and in the biggest moments for you. He's a real prime time player. Had 9 catches in that big win at Buffalo, 9 catches for a $138 last night. What would you say he has helped you unlock or helped you develop in this pivotal and impressive second season for you in the NFL, Drake?
I think just trust in the guys around me. He always says, just trust me, and I trust him on the fourth down. He made a great play, a great catch, and he just keeps on showing up. And sometimes it may not be as many targets or catches each and every week, but his attitude and the way he approaches it and the competitiveness in him is really cool to see, and it's contagious for us and the rest of the locker room.
Devin McCourty, who you spoke with for the Football Night in America pregame show, made a comment that while he was talking to you, you had told him something about in training camp and practice, Josh had said something in your helmet like, the nickel is coming. There's a guy blitzing. How long did it take you to sort of get used to stuff like that, maybe start to trust Josh that he is right, that the nickel is coming, and how much of the success has been a part of that process of trusting what he says in your ear?
Yeah, I learned very quickly to trust, Coach McDaniels and what he sees, because he's got a great feel for the game, a great feel for this offense, and a great feel for what these defenses like to do. So he's as smart as they get, and he's got great feel and ability to coach the quarterback at a high level. So just trying to soak it all in and ask him any questions and listen to him whenever I can, because usually he's got something that'll help me play better, and that's the goal.
Looks like you and rookie receiver Kyle Williams are developing a nice little bit of chemistry here, a great deep ball connection. He's got 7 catches on the season, but 3 of them are for touchdowns and 2 really impressive long passes. Can you talk about how that chemistry and that comfort with each other has evolved so quickly, Drake?
Yeah, I think it's still got a good ways to go. I think we got a lot of improvement. Getting him some more touches. He's explosive with the ball in his hands. You saw in Tampa, and he's a big deep threat down the field. So just got to try to get him the ball more in open space, because he can make guys miss, run past guys, and he's doing a great job of being around the older guys, the older vets, and just trying to learn the system, learn the offense, learn how I like him to run routes, and how he's got a bright future.
How do you personally move on or not worry too much about a non-call? The whole world sees Kayshon Booty get tackled on that deep ball you threw, and even Mike Tirico on the broadcast is like, where's the flag? That's pass interference. How do you, in the heat of the action, not get mad, not spend time thinking about that, sort of move on to the next play?
Yeah, early on, at my young stages in my career, I'm trying to kind of get to know the refs, try to kind of get to know them well, and hopefully try to create a good relationship with them and be nice. But I think there's comes a time down the road I can see myself kind of switching the switch and flipping the page to a little darker side with some refs. But they hadn't showed up yet. It was pretty close last night. But I just try to move on to the next play, because there's nothing we can do about it after it happens. Just try to move on. But I definitely think down the road I can be not more of getting hostile with the refs, but just wanting them to do their job at a high level, just like we're trying to do.
Yeah, well, obviously, Pats fans, I can tell you from home, were none too happy with the calls or lack thereof at times. But the fans were out in full force to support you on the road, as they have been all season long. You were talking in your post-game presser about how you could hear them everywhere, whether you're in the huddle, you're sitting on the bench. What is that? How much did that extra level of support and that Patriot fan action last night, how did that support you guys? How did that help propel you guys to win? What did that mean to you?
Oh, it's huge. Coach McDaniel talks about it all the time, how the Patriots fans at a opponent's stadium. They travel well, and it feels like a home game when we make big plays and score touchdowns. It's a loud cheer, and it feels pretty cool. I think that's the biggest thing. It gives you extra motivation to play, to play well and practice, and the fans run make this league go. And I think that's one of the coolest things about this sport is how involved and impactful these fans are in the stands, and they can create a home environment and creating a hostile. And little kids yesterday yell at me in Baltimore that they probably things they shouldn't say in front of their parents, and it's just funny, and it's pretty cool.
That's Baltimore for you.
That's awesome. So you guys talked about Coach Vrabel telling you to pack your identity and bring it on the road with you, which you guys clearly have done a good job, undefeated on the road after the comeback victory. But if I asked you, with two games to play as you head towards the end of the regular season into the postseason, what is the identity of the 2025 New England Patriots?
Yeah, I think what we're trying to build is a team that plays four quarters, that plays with effort, with great finish, with smart decisions, smart choices, not being heavily penalized after the whistle, not doing stupid things to hurt the team, and a team that's gonna play with each other and trust each other and believe the entire game that we're gonna come out with the win, and from there just a team that plays fundamental football, that does things the right way, and good in clock management situations, good in the games, and a team that gives our fans something to cheer for, and that's what we're trying to accomplish. And I think we've done that so far. We got to keep it going.
Interesting week to prepare for your second to last game. Obviously, like you said, two division opponents ahead of you. Win those out, you got the AFC East. You guys are already a playoff team, which is awesome. How will prep go this week with a holiday, such a big holiday, right smack in the middle of the week, and then travel road game against a desperate division opponent like the Jets on Sunday?
Yeah, we'll definitely get to work in. We'll get to work in and know the reasons for the season, and that's the celebration of the biggest birthday of all, and one of the cool things for what kind of football has brought about in the holiday season, and it's the reason for the season, and that's Jesus, and what a holiday to celebrate and be around football, and football only makes the holidays more enjoyable. So it's going to be cool. We'll definitely get to work in and definitely spend time with them family, but also a good reminder of the sport we play and how blessing and they'll take for granted, because the real reason for the season is bigger than football.
Along those lines, you often cite your faith in your post-game press conferences. What role does your faith play in your life and your life as a professional athlete? Had you ever been hesitant to share that in your press conferences? What is that like?
No, I really haven't. I think the biggest thing is use my platform to spread the word and spread the good news. And that's one of the biggest things that I've tried to work on in my career, is use my platform to inspire inspire young kids, or inspire even older people that may not be into their faith as much, and just to know that it's out there for everybody, and it's one of the biggest things in my life that I've learned is there's purpose and there's passion, and my passion is football. My purpose is a believer and being strong in my faith.
So 'tis the season. I'm curious if you're going to be doing some gift giving on the team as well, and got any idea what kind of awesome offensive lineman gifts you're going to get? Is it going to be like ATVs or swords, video games? What?
Yeah, we'll definitely give them something. So can never spoil it, but those guys done a great job this year, and guys all across the team have done a great job.
All right, it's time for your favorite part of the interview, May or May Not.
May or may not.
It's time for a weekly peek.
May.
The likes, loves, mind, and style of New England's quarterback.
May or may not.
May not!
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, Drake, I don't have any idea where I got the idea for this question, but taking your shirt off and chugging a beer at a Celtics game, may or may not?
I'm a fan. I think Big Will doing it was awesome. I think that's kind of our southern little way of southern charm. So I think it was pretty cool, and it was cool for Will to you know, do that as a rookie, and I'm sure a lot of the vets were wanting him to do it, and cool for the way he kind of showed emotion and kind of didn't kind of, you know, half in, half out, and just went full on and did the thing.
Is that only a big lineman thing? Or would a franchise quarterback ever do that?
I guess we'll leave that up to speculation. I guess we'll see. I guess we'll see.
Always something to look forward to. I imagine growing up, Drake, you enjoyed a couple of meals at some of the local favorites, getting them covered and smothered. Waffle House over Cracker Barrel, may or may not.
Waffle House over Cracker Barrel? Ooh, that's two places down south that I like. I'll take Waffle House. I think that's kind of more my style. A good waffle in Waffle House is hard to beat.
All right, this time of year between Thanksgiving, Christmas, family get-togethers, kids home from college, a lot of families get together and play games. Family game night, may or may not.
We're big family game night people. We love playing all the board games, card games. I love playing cards, and I love competing with my family, my brothers, and my wife.
Is it all amicable, or does it get ugly at times?
I wouldn't say it's very friendly. I think we're trying to win, and we're talking crap. And anytime that you play spades or Catan or whatever you want to play, we're trying to win, and that's the goal.
Flip 7 is the new card game that's a hit in our house, just to put that one on your radar.
Flip 7, I don't know if I've heard that.
It's a combination of Uno and Blackjack. It's awesome. You can get it on
Amazon. Blackjack.
Yeah, it's great. Hey, so we have a producer on our show who loves using AI, and he has an AI companion at home that he talks to all the time and asks it for advice. So using AI to help you learn things or keep you company, may or may not?
Keep you company, may not. to learn things and research, I think I'll do that. I don't know about keeping company. That sounds a little bit weird.
Yeah, it is, and that he named it Chip is even weirder, but we don't need to go down that road. He has a name for his AI friend. Ham for Christmas dinner, may or may not.
Yeah, a little honey-baked ham. I'm a fan. We had a little bit of honey-baked ham for Thanksgiving, and I love, you know, some ham for you know, the Christmas season.
I married into a family of professional singers, so I get dragged out doing this every year, Drake. Going Christmas caroling in the neighborhood, may or may not.
May not. I didn't. I think it's pretty cool. I'm not sure. Around the neighborhood, is that a thing up here? Yeah.
Yeah. Go door to door, and people think you're
down
crazy.
Down south. I don't know if families go out and do it, but that's pretty cool. No, we don't. I've never participated in that, but I'm not sure people want to hear me and my brothers. So.
Yeah, we'll sing for snacks or cookies. So.
All right, time now for the quarterback question of the week. The quarterback question of the week is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, with experts in treating men's sexual health with 6 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. This question comes from Nicole in Newport, who clearly is a loyal listener, said, Drake, you said you don't take criticism from a person you wouldn't take advice from, or vice versa, but how do you ignore all the praise and positive outside noise and stay focused on the job at hand when there's these MVP chants and such?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things, I got, you know, my brothers, you know, keeping me humble. I got my wife and my parents and, you know, coaches and Coach Vrabel that are, you know, keeping me level and knowing that it's any given week in this league, you got to play and bring it every week. So I think it's, you know, keep a tight circle and people that I trust and trust their opinion, but at the same time know that, you know, every week is a big week, and they can praise you one week and the next week they're doubting you. So that's how it is, and that's how it is in this league, is playing in my position with media and all these different, you know, sources and outlets. So just trust in what I do and, you know, continue to practice every week and just care about, like I said, what people care about, you know, about me inside the facility and the organization.
All right, Drake, we appreciate you joining us. Congratulations on the comeback, the big win. Good luck against the Jets, but more importantly, thanks for joining us every week. It's the holiday season. We appreciate that. Have a Merry Christmas. Hope Santa's good to you, and hope you are good to the offensive linemen.
There you go. Thank you, guys. Go Pats.
That is Patriots quarterback Drake May with the Go Pats.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston, joins us at High Noon every Tuesday. He's brought to you by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. And by Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping and get rewarded. Tommy Curran, how are we doing this week?
Tremendous. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing great. You know us. What'd you think of that victory on Sunday night, and what does it mean for the Patriots moving forward? The Ravens have not been great. They're a game under 500. They were without Lamar Jackson, and yet they're down 11. They storm back and get the victory. What does that win say about them?
It says that they were able to blink in that game, to fall behind, to have turnovers, to have a fake punt go south, to not be able to stop people on the ground, to survive a decent backup quarterback performance from Tyrod Taylor, to have their faults exposed in their run defense, and not to say, no, boy, I guess we're not that good. Same thing happened last week. So to me, I think it's a major triumph. You know, as the Buffalo game earlier this season acted as fuel, I think, for this team to believe in itself, I think this bounce back win will serve as some kind of fuel for them late in the season, for however far they go.
Tom, how important, though, do you think it was for Drake May? There was like a lingering storyline where he really hadn't had a great fourth quarter comeback. Can this guy do it in crunch time? And then he goes out from 11 points down to the Ravens in the fourth quarter and goes out and wins the football game. How important was it for Drake May?
That's a great question, and I appreciate it because I was asking the same thing. But for Drake May, the individual, the actual person, the guy who resides in between those two ears and under the hair, doesn't matter a bit, because for us it matters a ton, because now we can change the conversation a little bit and Jones will say, yeah, but he did it once, and what about all the other times?
I have been saying that, yes.
Yeah.
Have you really?
No, but that is, I understand why you think I might be, yes.
Yeah. It's on the launch pad. But I don't think it matters to May. I mean, he has blind faith in himself at this point, because we talked about this a little bit on Early Edition last night. We're talking about confidence. Confidence is one thing. Faith is the ability to see something or believe in something that hasn't happened. He hasn't come from behind in a high leverage game. Buffalo to an extent, but that was a different situation. You know, I believe it was a tie game, or whatever it was. This one was different. So he has great confidence and faith in himself. For us, on the outside, it changes our conversation. But the longer I do this, the more I realize the outside conversation doesn't really matter. What's the national perspective on the Patriots? Who gives a poop? Who cares?
So, I mean, I agree with that on some level. Like, who cares about the narrative street and things like that? On the other, though, I mean, you know this, Tom. You've covered the team for a long time. You could look across the huddle when Tom Brady was there and go, well, we're never out of a game because they came back so many different times. And not to say Drake is Tom Brady, but at some point you do need to start leading those come from behind drives, or you're looking across the huddle going, can this guy do it? And I think, yeah, the outside noise does not matter, but it does matter at some point for him to do that and get that done and show that he can do it for the guys in the huddle.
Yes. But I don't think that Morgan Moses or Mac Hollins or somebody is looking across the huddle with sweat dripping off their nose and saying, he's never done this. Can we do it? And I'm sure that you would agree with that. So to me, they're not looking across the huddle at somebody who's completely incapable of it. I think that they will look across, well, maybe he hasn't done it, but he's gonna, so I'd like to be there for it. He's just a really, really good player. I don't want to get too far down into that, because there's a bunch of other things we can talk about. But I think it was important, but I don't think it was vital. It was inevitable that it was going to happen. And it shows how much faith he has in himself and confidence that he could confront it the week after it didn't work out in Buffalo and say, yeah, I want that shot again.
Another guy that has supreme confidence in himself would be Stephon Diggs. He was constantly keeping the guys up on the sidelines, telling them to keep their chin up. Are they going to kind of pick their spots when Diggs kind of pops off, Tom? Because, I mean, prior to Sunday's game, he hadn't really had a great game in, what, like a month or so? And so I know he's older and still coming off that ACL injury. Are they really going to be careful of, like, picking their spots and making sure he's ready for the playoffs?
I don't think that when Josh McDaniels runs the offense that exists a ton. I think there's a tiny segment of it, Chris, where, hey, let's try and get the ball here. But I think it's generally dictated by what's going on. And we talked on Sunday, and you guys asked about Diggs, and I thought I hadn't even really noticed it because the offense was succeeding. So why does Diggs have to have a more targets and numbers if the offense is not bogged down? So if he plays, and I do think that he played with a little bit more verve on Sunday, not to say that he didn't play hard previously, but maybe he said, hey, I'm going to have some opportunities tonight. And you saw it on the way he ran on that 4th-and-2. He was friggin' flying. So I think he's going to be a critical factor for the team. Been a great teammate, been a tremendous leader, and has done a great job being intentional of being a leader since he got here. So if you're the Patriots, you couldn't be happier that you ended up with that player instead of an Ayuk, a Metcalf, a Godwin, a Calvin Ridley, you name it.
Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston, every Tuesday at high noon here on Jones and Keefe. We call it a Tommy Tuesday. Chime in for Keefe today. It's time now, and we gave, or you gave, quite a few Drake takes here already, presented by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. But let's get one more Drake take here. I heard you talking about this on the postgame show on NBC Sports Boston on Sunday night. The way that Drake talks at the podium is very fast, and you know everything seems to be moving very quickly with him. And yet on the field, he seems to process things very well. I know that kind of alignment or even lack thereof is very interesting to you. So how do you kind of square those two things away with Drake? Everything seems to be moving a million miles a minute, except on the football field where it seems to be moving slower and slower for him.
Thank you for asking that. Thanks for watching. It has slowed down, though. His presence at the podium is far different if you put him side by side with last year. And even earlier this year, he has slowed down a great deal at the podium. And I think his answer is, and I think his podium presence has been excellent. But that, who cares about that? I think it's, for me, I mean, it's media stuff. But he has a very quick mind. And he processes quickly. Sometimes I think individuals can get, myself included, addled
thinking too quickly, speaking too quickly, you don't process things, or you fixate on one thing that didn't go well and you can't move on to the next thing. He seems like he has a mental to-do list, and he crosses things off in order very quickly and moves on to the next thing, especially when the ball is snapped. And the number of things that he could get fixated on, whether it be, oh, I didn't have two hands on the ball again. I did that earlier this year against Pittsburgh. I did it against Atlanta. I just did it again tonight. We're trying to come back. We're trying to have a game here, and I just screwed up. He's like, dropped it. Not going to do that again. He just moves on. It's remarkable.
Tom, is there an AFC team that scares you now that the playoffs have been clinched for the New England Patriots? Is there a team that you just feel is a really bad matchup for this team?
I think that the Patriots are a little bit of a one-man gang in terms of not talent. That would be an unfair thing to say. But they have places on their roster where I think other teams will look at and go, we can deal with that. But with Drake May, I think that he's one of the most difficult players to deal with in the league this year. So I think I would say Denver, Houston, and the Bills would be the three main teams that I think could be a real pain in the ass because of the defense the first two play and because of the presence of Josh Allen. I wonder on the flip side, and Phil and I talked about this on the Patriots Talk podcast, how many teams look at the Patriots and say, we wouldn't mind playing them? And I bet that there's probably a few that would say that because of, you know, the red zone issues they've had, the run defense issues they've had, the fact that teams can look at them and say, they had two Pro Bowlers. How good is this team? But I think the Patriots are running on a lot of intangibles right now. And this isn't to slight them at all. I'm just saying that when you look at around the league, or if teams around the league who are playoff bound look at the Patriots, they could say, we should be able to deal with them. The guy is a problem, but shouldn't we be able to deal with those guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are probably teams looking at the Patriots that way, and maybe that's underscored by the Pro Bowl rosters that came out today. Patriots have two, Drake May and Christian Gonzalez. Regardless of whether you think Gonzalez is a deserving Pro Bowler, how do you think his year has gone this year, specifically how it went down on national TV on Sunday night, where he struggled against Zay Flowers and DeAndre Hopkins?
I think he's had a good year, especially given where we were at the very outset of the season, that he's bounced back, played at a high level, Pro Bowl level as he's going in. He's got that honor. I still think he's a shutdown corner, and he would deserve his next contract, and I wouldn't look at the Zay Flowers or DeAndre Hopkins situations, allowed completions as being detrimental. Phil was like, he's not even in the play on some of these. And then the second half, played better, had an outstanding tackle on Derrick Henry, knocking down a stiff arm. So I think he's a good player. I think there's some plays that he gets beat on, but overall, I'll be interested to see if Zay Flowers is a different kind of receiver than some of the long, tall outside receivers it deals with. So chasing across the field might not be the best matchup for him with a quick guy, but I don't think that he's overmatched by any stretch.
Tom, I know we got a bit of a Milton Williams update today. He will be practicing this week. Do you believe he'll be ready to go for the Jets game on Sunday, or do you think it'll take another week?
I have no idea. Honestly, I could not even begin to project, to be really honest. I mean, I don't know what the medical reports are. I haven't even seen his full or limited participant. I just talked to him in the locker room, and he's basically saying, I'm going to see how I feel and see how it goes out there. So I can't even guess, Chris. Sorry.
No, no worries. Did he at least seem confident that he'll be all right at practice this week?
He seemed like he wants to find out.
Okay.
That's all. You know, he talked about his wind and whether or not that will be there as he comes back. So I think all of it's TBD.
Okay. He's Tommy Curran. Check him out. NBC Sports Boston. Follow him on Twitter at Tom E. Curran. It's Tommy Tuesday. Tom, we appreciate the time. Happy holidays. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for the whole season. It's been fun. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Tom.
Tommy Curran joining us here on WEEI.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mike Vrabel on Patriots Monday is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with six New England offices, or at northeastmenshealth.com, by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains won't flow, and by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading financial option for New England businesses and the families that power them. Northeastern Savings Bank, upgrade to local, member FDIC. Mike, good morning. Congratulations.
Hi, good morning, guys. Thank you. And I would like to echo what Chris has said, and I just jumped on, and you know, we got an unbelievable place if you need care and your health for our football team, for your families, for everybody involved. So I would absolutely second everything that I was able to hear him say. And those folks up there have helped us tremendously in my short time here. So I would echo what Chris just said.
Yeah. Well, you have been speaking quite frequently about Terrell Williams and everything he's gone through this season. You guys are wearing the pins. I know that you've said that he's been back in the facility around the guys. Just how much, if you bring up, you know, what you guys have had to deal with this season, how much does he bring to the locker room, just having him around?
Well, I mean, any chance that he gets to be around our coaches and our players, and those are opportunities that everybody embraces. And you know, just like everybody else, he's working hard and you know, trying to fight to get healthy and be available. So these things aren't immune to just us. And we understand what everybody goes through, especially the holiday. So, but numerous incidents where those people have been able to help us and provide care. And so it's a great place to be if you need some medical care.
A great win for you guys yesterday in Baltimore, a late night. And after the win, you said about packing your guys' identity for the road. What, at this point of the season, after a comeback win like that, what is your team's identity?
I mean, I think we're pretty resilient. I think we've got a bunch of guys that can help us on any given night. I think that's something, you know what I mean? But, you know, I think we play hard. I hope that we play hard. I hope that comes off the screen and it no more evident here than the last play, and you know, play's never over, and you know, guys being able to chase the football on defense, and offensively, guys trying to finish longer than the guy with the ball, and try to make some plays downfield and spring some guys. So, you know, sometimes we don't always make the right decision. I hope we continue to work on that and focus on that, you know, especially in the heat of the moment. But, you know, again, we just felt like we competed for four quarters.
Mike, you talk about the compete level and staying, you know, mentally focused and mentally tough in situations when you get down a little bit. I saw Steph Diggs going up the sideline talking about, guys, keep your head up. What, from your team perspective in a game like that and coming away with that win, what really impressed you about the level of focus that your team had to keep their heads up and keep fighting at a game like that and able to win it at the end?
Well, just a testament to the leaders on this football team. And like you mentioned, Steph and, you know, Mac and Morgan Moses and Garrett and, you know, on and on and on. And obviously Drake is leading the charge. Hunter Henry, you know, defensively, a bunch of guys go down and, you know, we lost some guys and next guy up, and coaches did a good job managing where guys were going to have to go and play. And, you know, so just a great team effort.
Well, I was surprised because, according to Greg Bedard, Mike, Steph Diggs was confused in routes in the prior weeks. Were you surprised that that speculation that the issues with Steph Diggs was in his route running, as some speculated?
No, I'm not. You know, I mean, what you asked me a question about last week, and usually after last week, I move on to the next week. So we'll be moving on here pretty quickly, and we'll focus on the things that we have to correct and whatever things that we can reasonably try to improve and whatever we'll need to try to do to go on the road and win another game.
How would you say that the current performance, I guess, Steph Diggs last week and going forward, how much of
you
this
mean
offense?
Last week, like yesterday, last night?
Like last night. I don't know. We're all on 3 hour sleep. Yeah, the Ravens game last night, he was great. Yeah. He was spectacular.
Just say last night.
Sorry, last night. Ravens game last night, he was great. And what has he done for Drake's development this season?
Well, I just think that there is a passion, there's a fire, there's a competitiveness. And again, we've been through this, it seems like, every week. The nature of this position, everybody wants the ball. They want it as many times as they can get it. I think they're always open. I've been around receivers, you know. You know, every time I went in there on the goal line, I thought I was open, and I wasn't probably most of the time. So they've stayed focused. They stayed committed to understanding that it could be anybody's night and that the ball was going to find them and that Drake was going to, you know, improve on some of the things that when it didn't find guys and making sure that it did. You know, I think that, you know, you got to keep telling these guys run routes with the intent to win, and the ball finds you, you got to make the play, and guys were able to do that last night. And again, I had a lot of contributions from that wide receiver room, and, you know, Hoop helped us, and Hunter, you know, helped us, and so that was good to see.
Mike, you as a player, you've seen this in the NFL, and as a coach, you've probably seen it. Guys starting their careers one place, maybe not having the success that they would like to have, and then finally getting to a place where they're having the success. When you look at a guy like Chase on, who makes an unbelievable play, me and my boys are watching this game, and they're talking, and we're talking about the hustle and never giving up on plays, and he comes back and he punches it out. And you look what he's been able to do for your football team. Like, where did you notice him as a player to say, okay, we could really utilize his skill set, and this could be the right opportunity for him?
He had play speed and he played hard. And I think that's what jumped off the tape. And again, all the credit goes to him for being able to come and help himself and help us. And so, you know, he puts a lot into it. And you know, I think that's just a great reminder that, just the effort in which you play with can help you. And he combines some effort. He can combine some awareness, you know, coaching points throughout the week, and came up with a huge play there. But again, there's a lot of different journeys to an NFL career. And you know it, and I know it, and you know, there's a lot of different paths to having a career. So wherever guys started or however they got here, we just focus on what they do when they get here.
Mike, you guys were dealing with injuries going into this one and then continued throughout the game. Just, you've always been next man up mentality. How do you feel like the team was able to do that yesterday and get that win?
It's just kind of what we preach. We tell everybody to prepare as a starter, and you never know. And that's hard. You know, I mean, it could go a few weeks, go months without having an opportunity, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're thrust into that position, and you have to be ready to go. And so to give them credit, give the players credit, and give the coaches, you know, credit for having them ready.
How big of that play? I mean, to me, obviously, the fourth quarter, you had the Zay Flowers fumble, but for me, the biggest play of the game was the second drive of the Ravens, getting that fumble off of, forcing the fumble with Derrick Henry, really, I think, changed the trajectory of that game.
Certainly was a huge play to be able to, you know, the way that they were kind of rolling, and, you know, we needed something. And so, again, we talk about being able to get the drive stops a lot of different ways, and, you know, as hard as he runs and the things that he does, and still was opportunities to be able to attack the football. And, you know, so, again, give credit to our players for having that awareness. And, you know, whether it's, you know, Gonzo breaking a stiff arm down on when it bounced out on the edge, like I've seen that be a touchdown plenty of times, trust me. And, you know, to hold that to 4 or 5 yards, whatever it was, that those are big plays and things that we coached with and talked about. And then the turnover there then on the second drive.
Mike, at what point in that game, like, did you feel like, all right, you could start to feel the momentum shift a little bit, and that you could kind of see, like, all right, here's what we need and here's the direction that we're heading to put us in a position where we can win this football game?
Well, man, I think it just got to the fourth quarter, and, you know, we were able to get a stop, and, you know, offensively, we were able to put a great drive together when we needed it. And, you know, we forced a punt. You know, we made it whatever it was there, 24-13, and, you know, we were able to force them to, you know, we got the touchdown and then got a stop. And, you know, I think really just in the fourth quarter after Derek scored, you know, we answered, and, you know, Drake came up with a huge throw to Kyle, and, you know, 2-point conversion and all those things.
Mike, I hate to even ask this because it gives more breath to the conspiracy that is out there, but after your answer to us last week when we asked about Josh McDaniels and the play calling and you called it cute, Wiggy and I have been fighting with everybody that there's no issue when it comes to you and Josh McDaniels, the working relationship. You respect each other and you believe in what he can do for this team. But there are people that ran with that and said that there's clearly a divide there. Can you just speak on that and put that to rest?
There's no issue with any one of our coaches and me. If there's a problem, they know about it. Guys, this is like we're trying to win games. And this is, again, I didn't think I was going to get up, so you can clearly see that I was going to put my snooze on here. sorry, guys. Guys, like what this coaching staff, Josh, Zach, Stretch, Jeremy, they've been able to accomplish. Again, when we win, this is on our players. But our coaches have gotten a group of guys ready, and it's a blended group. And it's a group that they try to bring together. And we have really done a nice job of coming together as a coaching staff and then focused on the players. And they all have different roles. And I'm extremely happy to have every single one of them. And so they're going to pick up the pieces. They're going to figure out who's available this week. And they're going to get to work already on the Jets and try to give our players the best chance, and they're going to pour into their players, and they're going to do everything that they've done. And so that's Josh included, and every one of them. So that's about all we're going to stand there and talk about here with the staff or anything else. Like this is a collective group, and I am excited to be a part of it.
Mike, just on that note about the we'll see who's available this week, any updates on the recovery of Will Campbell or Milton Williams?
Well, Will won't be out there based on the rules, and then we'll see if Milt can return to play or return to practice here this week, he's available to do that.
I know you don't like talking about injuries, but just I got to ask, did you see the video of Will Campbell chugging the beer, and just if you enjoyed his form at the Celtics game, shirtless, pretty well done?
I'm thinking about firing a strength coach the way he looked with his shirt off.
Mike, a win like that, what does it do for your team when you go on a road, you play against a very good football team, you play in a hostile environment, you get down in the game, you're able to come back and win? What does it do for the confidence of your football team moving forward?
Well, I mean, I think we needed to have that. We needed to be able to see what we could do. And, you know, it was a great environment. I mean, fantastic environment that our fans helped provide. I can't thank them enough for traveling to Baltimore and being there and watching that place empty out. But our fans remain and continue to cheer for us and our players. And so I think that's the first thing. You know, and then hopefully you can always, you know, draw on some of your experiences throughout the season, and this will be a good one to be able to have, because it was a great environment, and I haven't played down there before. I understand how difficult it is.
And did they give you any clarification on the non-pass interference call to Kayshawn Booty at the end of the game? Because we were trying to figure it out as somebody watching it, and I know I saw you talking to the officials.
No, they explained to me, like I said, again, after the game, that he had to survive the ground for it to be a catch. And I reminded them I was very aware of what the catch process is in the National Football League. And that was all I got.
All right.
Mike, I mean, I know this isn't usually a place for gratitude, morning radio in Boston, but pretty remarkable where you guys are 1 year in here, where you've clinched a playoff spot and close to clinching the division. Do you ever let yourself sit back and sort of feel good about where you are before preparing for the next game?
I just feel good for our players and our coaches and everybody here that works extremely hard, the support staff and everybody included. That's what I feel the best for. And I hope that you can feel that and appreciate that. I want the players to feel success and that their efforts at practice and meetings and can be rewarded, because it is a hard league, it's a difficult league to win in, and I just am happy for them. And we still got a lot of games to go and a lot of work to do, but you know, excited for them.
Well, it is Christmas. Do you have any plans? Are you able to celebrate with the family? I know you've got a lot of work still left to do, but it is the holiday season.
So it dawned on me last night that this will be the first Christmas where both boys are gone to their girlfriend's family. So
Wow. We
are solo. And this is like, they're growing up and they've got girlfriends that they're serious about and they're going to see their family. So it'll just be Jen and I.
Well, enjoy. That's nice too, yeah.
Wiggy might show up.
No, don't think that I'm not going to enjoy that, but it dawned on me like, there they go, they're going somewhere else.
Yep.
Are you like all the men in my life where they wait till the last minute for Christmas shopping, or have you done all of that?
Every day when you're with me, Courtney, every day is Christmas.
That is such a great answer. You know what? Let's end on that.
So true.
Well, Merry Christmas. It's such a delight to talk to you every week. We really appreciate it.
Okay, guys, have a great Christmas, and I appreciate everything that you guys do. And I'm going to go down and get me a shot, and I'll do a couple for you guys since we're not together in person.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Mike. Merry Christmas.
Okay.
We'll talk to you next week.
It was a Patriots Monday yesterday. We talked to Chris Chanellis. Today, it's a Patriots Monday extended. We talked to Hunter Henry, Patriots tight end. He joins us here on Jones and Keefe with Scheinman for Rich today. He's brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. By Shaw's and Star Market, you can look for the new lower prices every day tags throughout the store to save on the items you buy most. And by Verizon, the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. Hunter Henry, how are we doing this week?
Good, guys.
I don't know if you caught any of the end. Chris Scheim is in for Rich today. I don't know if you caught any of the end of his MVP case for Drake May. I don't know if you heard any of that or if you agree with any of that.
I did not. So, I mean,
it was good. It was good stuff,
player,
though.
But
thank you.
Good.
There's a lot of good numbers in there, Hunter. I wanted to ask you about something we asked Christian Ellis about yesterday. He revealed the Road Warriors chant. You guys are 7-0 on the road this year. I see guys running out of the locker room, Kalavon Chasen, among others, Road Warriors yelling to each other. He revealed that Vrabel actually gave you guys a little, like a cut up, a little clip to kind of term you guys as Road Warriors. Is that right?
That is right.
What do you think of the video?
I thought it was good, man. I mean, obviously, we've been Road Warriors, played good on the road, got another one this week, and I know the guys get fired up and get ready to go, you know, each and every week, but, you know, on the road, it's just kind of us against everybody, and I think everybody embraces that.
Hunter, Stephon Diggs was shown on the broadcast talking to the bench, telling you guys to keep your chins up down in that fourth quarter. What has he meant to this offense just kind of as a leader and trying to be, as he says, a beacon?
Yeah, I mean, he's very consistent in who he is, brings a lot of energy, brings a lot of juice day in, day out. Obviously brings a lot on the game days, but I think the weekly practices throughout the week, just he's very consistent in who he is. And, you know, we love having him. It's always fun going out there and competing with him.
Drake May on Sunday Night Football had his first 300-yard game, first come-from-behind victory as well. Mike Vrabel likes to talk about whether or not things are important or interesting. Do you think it's important that he was able to check those boxes or interesting?
Yeah, I think it was important. But, I mean, I feel like he's been so consistent. The 300-yard game thing is, I think, a narrative that everybody else puts out there. I mean, he's just been super reliable, consistent. The fact that he hasn't technically, I guess, hit that is kind of crazy because he's basically been at it or around it the whole year. And so that's just incredible consistency by him. And, you know, he's a lot of fun to play with and a lot of fun to go out there and compete with.
Hunter, you talked to NBC after the game, and you talked about how Ramondre did such a great job blocking and allowing for the receivers to get down the field, get open, and catch the football. What has that kind of mentality, where has that come from? Is that a Mike Vrabel thing that you're trying to block for your other guys so that they can have success, not just yourself? You don't always need to have the ball in order to make this team better?
Exactly. I think Braves preaches that all the time. What can you do for your brother? What can you, you know, how can you finish a little longer? How can you give a little bit more effort for them? But I think that's just Ramondre too. I mean, he's very unselfish. He's, you know, a competitor at a high level, and he embraces that role. He knows that, you know, he does that. We can make big plays, and it's pretty fun to, you know, see the clips of him stepping up there and making big time blocks.
You guys are back to the playoffs for the first time since 2021. What's the focus now that you've clinched the playoff spot?
Focus is on New York Jets. That's it. So on to the next.
All right. You know what time it is, Hunter. Back in the win column, it is time for the Hunter Henry Surprise Question of the Week.
It's time for the Hunter Henry Surprise.
Henry, touchdown. Whoa.
Surprise, Sydney.
Hey, surprise.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Surprise. Surprise.
We wasted the good surprise on you.
Y'all digging for the surprise in the day, huh?
Question of the week.
All right, you know how it works. 1-85. How surprised were you? And I don't want to get you in any trouble, but how surprised were you when there was no pass interference called on Kayshawn Booty on Sunday night?
Probably 85.
I was surprised.
And that was the Hunter Henry Surprise Question of the Week.
All right, we've broken the scale yet again. Hunter Henry, we always appreciate you being a good sport. That was wild. That was absolutely wild. Again, I don't want to get you in trouble, but that was staggering that there was no flag there. But credit to you guys. Overcame it, drove back down the field, got the win, and now you're back in the playoffs. Hunter Henry, Merry Christmas. Enjoy the holidays. We'll talk to you coming up.
Thanks, guys. Merry Christmas, everybody. All
right. Thanks, Hunter. Merry
Hunter
Christmas.
Hunter Henry, here on a Patriots Tuesday/Monday.
Yeah.
On Jones and Keefe with Chris Schein.
85. Is that the first 85?
No. Didn't we have one other 85? Oop, hang on. Our show doc is very detailed here, Schein.
Units of measure in there. I saw that.
We do a great job tracking everything, of course. 85. He was an 85 when Will Smith slapped Chris Rock.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay.
Slash when there was no PI called the other night on Kayshawn Booty.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.